Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple, hour number three of a three-hour show. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll
TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Of course, at the bottom of the hour, we've got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that is taking radio by storm, sometimes called, almost always, but called the Chris Broussard Invitational, but Rob Parker comes along for the fun. So that is at the bottom of this hour, and we will get to that. Rob, Milwaukee up 58-55. Or 60-55.
I was gonna say yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm about 3 hours behind, but 60-55 Milwaukee
and
over Philly in Philly.
And the Yankees, you know, were down. We just heard Monty, but they were down 3-0 on a home run by Bregman, Chris, and they played a little small ball and just added two runs, so it's 3-2.
Okay.
In the fourth inning. And that was a big – they needed those runs. You know what I mean? Because it looked like it was going to fall in on them. So
they
it's 3-2.
No home runs.
Manufactured. 3-2 Astros in the bottom of the fourth in Houston.
Of course, tonight, huge game. Lakers, Clippers. And Rob, the reports are true. Chris Haynes broke the story, friend of the show.
Now, that's a story. When we talk about sometimes, Chris, people getting credit or whatever on these things, just – reporting something first that's common, that's going to be common knowledge. That was something we didn't know was coming. And he broke the story.
That's a broken story.
Am I right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep, he broke that story, and that's great. Kawhi Leonard will be coming off the bench tonight. I don't know, Rob. I mean, ultimately, it's about getting Kawhi healthy. And I just hope, I hope this doesn't mean, I mean, obviously he's not fully himself. 15 months since he was injured. And it's a bit of a downer for me. I mean, we'll see how much you can play and all that. But I got to admit, I feel a little down about it.
I don't, from the standpoint that he's playing. That's they need to get him back out there, and I think that's the most important thing. I want to see. I understand what you're saying, but that's the first step. If that means he's going to be healthy, Chris, long term, and they take their turn, they take their time with him, I think that's the most important thing for the Clippers and him, considering, you know, just what he's been through.
Well, of course it's the most important thing. I'm just saying it's been 15 months. And typically, Rob G, I don't know if you can get some numbers. Get some numbers on some guys when they come back from ACLs. But typically this long, like what was Clay? You know, check out Clay Thompson. You know, it just feels like I get it if he was coming back in 10 months, 12 months, 9 months, whatever. 15, I just would hope he would have been out there altogether. But I'm with you in that if he's not yet ready, it's the smart thing for the Clippers to do. And hopefully he will get ready. Rob G, give us some updates on when these guys tend to come back.
Typically, this is according to KSL Sports, recovery time for an ACL injury in the NBA is 6 to 9 months.
Really?
Yeah. That's return to the court. Not saying you're at full effectiveness, but you return to the court.
But actually playing in games is 6 to 9 months?
9 months.
Not just practice.
Nine months to play in games.
Wow. And see, that's what I'm saying, Rob. Like, again, I'm just saying, if it were 9 or 10 months, I'd get it. 15 months, I'm just like, dang. I mean, and Marcellus said it, right? And I've been told this by people in the league. Kawhi, since day one, Rob, Kawhi Leonard, I'm talking about when he was an unheralded rookie draft pick in San Antonio. He don't want to play if he's not feeling, you know, tip top. Aches, pains, whatever. Now, I'll give him this. He did play through. Remember, he had that little knee injury in Toronto that he played through in the playoffs.
He did.
And won the championship. Now, that was a contract year. I'm not mad at him. You know your priorities, right? But that was a contract year, so he did it. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Rob, though. The 15 months is what makes me like, man, like a bit down about it.
Yeah. I'm sure people want to see what he looks like, Chris. Depends on how those minutes look, you know what I mean? If he looks like himself, and then they just feel like, and if, obviously if they win and they play well and, you know, they could just say, hey, we're going to take our time with this guy. He's so valuable. We know what we can be if he's healthy, and we're not going to risk it. He's just one of those delicate things. And if I'm the Clippers and I can somehow, some way, Chris, just squeeze one championship during the time that
well, that's what
Kawhi,
it's kind of coming down to,
right?
Right?
Don't you think? Just
yeah,
like,
because he's been there
3 years.
3 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years. You and just, it was a 4-year deal, if I remember correctly.
You want to squeeze one out and be like, hey, we got a championship with Kawhi. We went through hell with the injuries. Paul George was hurt. Like, things just didn't go the Clippers' way a lot. And they still were able to do and get what they want. Then you can move on and decide what you want to do after that. You know what I mean?
It would be worth it. Because remember, like you said earlier, they've never had one.
No, they won a championship. Just like Toronto won a championship.
Yep.
And when Cleveland finally won a championship, Chris.
Those are huge.
Those are huge. I mean, the Knicks would die to have a championship. The Nets would die to have it. There's so many franchises. Utah would die to have a champ.
Indiana.
We could go on and on. And
one championship in those places, Rob, means the world.
Yes.
You know, like that one, and I'm not down discounting it. It is a ring, and it's a championship. But to the Lakers, not just LeBron's championship in the bubble, but any one individual championship they win, it's great. They're going for the most banners in the league now. But I don't think it means as much as one would mean to the Clippers.
100%.
Or that one means to the Cavs or, you know, Toronto, as you mentioned. So, yeah, it would, if they could get one, it would be huge for the Clippers. And so we'll see as they begin this quest tonight. Speaking of the Clippers and the Lakers, though, Rob, there's been some speculation. Let's call it that. We don't know what if it's true or not. It's just people kind of talking. Really, Rob, I think on circumstantial evidence. And the circumstantial evidence, people are speculating that Russell Westbrook, if you remember, Rob, the last preseason game, he came off the bench, promptly injured his hamstring,
right.
Stretched it, pulled it, strained it, whatever, and was taken out of the game quickly and then was ready to play a few days later and played 31 minutes in the home season opener.
In San Francisco.
And he started.
Right.
Yeah, and he started against the Warriors, and he's starting tonight. And people are speculating because, I mean, a hamstring, you hear that. I mean, James Harden, it took him like a year and a half to get through that hamstring.
You remember that?
That was bothering him, right? And so people are speculating, like, was it really a hamstring injury, or was Russ really like, yo, sending a message to the Lakers that, hey, you put me on the bench and this is, I ain't going for it. And Russ, he didn't address that, but he did address the fact that, Rob, he believes he did injure his hamstring because he didn't start. Here he is a few days ago.
Do you think having to change a routine and stuff like that could have played any role in feeling something a little different?
Absolutely. I've been doing the same thing for 14 years straight. Honestly, I didn't even know what to do pregame. Being honest, I was trying to figure out and try to stay warm and loose. And for me, like, you know, obviously the way I play the game, fast pace, quick stop and go. And I just happened to just, when I subbed in, I felt something, thought it was, you know, didn't know what it was, but I wasn't going to risk it in the preseason game. But definitely wasn't something I was used to, wasn't warm enough. And that's something that just I wasn't accustomed to.
What are your thoughts?
I'm sorry. I don't. I mean, Chris, if you're going to have a role or something's going on, maybe you ask somebody, you know what I mean? It sounds like an excuse or to make them feel bad that they had him coming off the bench. I don't know if he's injured. I'm not a doctor, Chris. I didn't examine him.
Right.
I'm not saying that he didn't pull a hamstring. But to say it's because of he started on the bench and he didn't know what to do, well, why don't you ask guys who are coming off the bench, right?
Right.
I mean,
I don't think that's the way you say it. I think we can all understand his logic, right? He is a high energy player. If you start, you know, you warm up and then a few minutes later, you're on the court. So you're warm when you hit the court. Whereas if you sit on the bench and you come off as a reserve, you know, you can cool down a little bit. So I think we all get what he's saying, but I don't necessarily buy it to your point, Rob. But also I don't think that's what you say when you thinking we a team and team first. I think you say at best, maybe you say, look, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, I guess it's possible, but I was, you know, I cooled down.
Yeah,
you know,
or something,
and I wasn't ready. I don't know. But yeah, maybe I need to ride the bike, right, before I get in the game.
Maybe I need to change it. Right. If I'm going to do this, I need to do some different things. I don't know what happened. But to put it on like, wow, you know, 14 years, I've been a starter, and I went out there as off the bench, and, you know, I got injured. I mean, he's not the first guy was a starter that came off the bench.
Kawhi's doing it tonight.
That's just
I don't think they're worried about him.
Oh, you can't do it.
Kawhi,
he won't know what to do. Chris, he won't know he's going to pull his hamstring because he doesn't know how to warm up as a bench player.
Right,
come on.
Right. I'll say this about the speculation. That Russ, and again, we're not saying one way or the other. We have no idea. I would tend to, you know, you want to give a guy the benefit of the doubt, so I'm not saying he's lying. I will say this, though, Rob. Knowing I mean, Russ is a conundrum for the Lakers. And he clearly doesn't fit. And if you were just trying to figure out what in the world to do with this guy, if he was to take the approach of, you know what, if you bring me off the bench, I'm going to be banged up. I'm not sure the Lakers might not be like, all right, stay out for a little while.
Right.
Like if they had kept their tact, if they had gone into the regular season, Rob, like, Russ, you're coming off the bench, would he have stayed hurt, so to speak?
No, I know.
And would they have been like, hey, let's see what we look without him? You know what I mean?
No, I know. You know what? That's fair. I don't know if it was him playing some sort of game, you know, to see the response or whatever. Or like you say, if they were going to make that permanent and he could have said, hey, I'm not feeling good or whatever. I don't know. It's very, very weird, the whole scenario to me. Because it's just weird to hear a player say that, like, that was the reason he got hurt.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Right? Neither have I. I've been doing this for 36 years. I don't remember ever hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, Rob, we've said it. He's like, and I don't think this is a negative. But it's a lot like an Allen Iverson. He just... And you probably were told the same thing. I was told, like, AI just viewed himself as a superstar.
And you know, I was there in Detroit when that whole thing went down, and he could have had a longer career, and he won the same guy, and he refused to buy into that. It caused a big issue.
Yep.
Because Rip Hamilton had won a championship there, and then all of a sudden they wanted Rip to come off the bench because they wanted to play AI, and AI, then they Rip balked at it, you know what I mean? And then AI had an issue. It was a mess. It was a mess because they weren't on the same page.
Yep. And then the same thing in Memphis with AI. He lasted, I think, 8 games. He wouldn't come off the bench. So I think Russ is made of the same stuff, and again, that's what's helped those two become icons, but it ain't conducive to riding the pine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented to you by the Big Green Egg. All right, nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. And here's how much we believe that. It's backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Again, you get a lifetime warranty, folks, plus free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Was Russell Wilson or Westbrook playing a game when he talked about his hamstring injury?
Talked about his hammy. All right, Chris, let's start with Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drake?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Yes, absolutely. I think Russell Westbrook is playing a game, talking about he's having these minor injuries and therefore he can't come off the bench. I think the Lakers, frankly, need to take a hard line and say, this is where we need you. This is what's best for the team. And if you're not with that, okay, we're going to put you on ice, i.e. what happened with John Wall with the Houston Rockets. Chris, you'll remember a different example years ago with Jamal Tinsley when he was with Indiana. That was different, okay? Yeah. But they said, no. We're going to go with a youth movement, and my point is the Lakers got some young guys that can go. Never mind, you got Patrick Beverly, you got Schroeder, okay? But how about these young guys, Scottie Pippen Jr.? How about a Cole Swider and a Wenyen Gabriel? This is an old team, okay? You need to interject these young guys that are going to believe in the process, that are willing to do whatever it takes to win, that's going to put LeBron and AD in positions to be successful. You can't have this third wheel, this prima donna, you know, Tito Jackson out here trying to run the show. Split bait with Russell Westbrook and bring in some of this young energy. I think that's the model for the Lakers to be competitive.
But them young boys ain't really all that. That's the thing. Don't Wenyen Gabriel. You ain't winning nothing big with Wenyen Gabriel and those guys.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Let's not get crazy.
I get it. They young. Right. And here's Rob. I agree with the Lakers starting the season with Westbrook in the lineup. Starting lineup. Like, give it a shot. And if after 8, 9, 10 games it's clearly not the way to go, then you can bring him off the bench if he's willing. If not, maybe, you know, he's hurt or, you know, whatever. But I think you'd lose him if you just start the season with him off the bench. And you can even say if you want, he's earned the right to start the season. And if it's not working, then you put him on the bench.
And if you were going to do that, you probably just should have moved him. You know what I mean?
Like, well, it ain't like they wasn't trying.
I know, but they weren't willing to give up what they needed to. I mean, they just didn't. All right, Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Max?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you?
This is a calculated chess move that he told us about a long time ago. He said he wasn't willing to come off the bench. He wasn't willing to do this. And, you know, frankly, from an independent standpoint, I understand that. From a team aspect, that's no good. But we all talked about it. We called in and said it a while ago. Russell going there was the detriment. He was never going to get a triple-double with LeBron James driving that car. And it's like a Ferrari, right? You paid all this money for it. It looks good. It drives good. But you can't handle it, and you can't keep it on the road. So what do? You put it in the garage. Well, you already paid the $46 million for it. So the garage, yeah, it's there. It's staying in good condition, but the damn monthly insurance ain't changing. You're paying each month. So his problem is that. So you hope you can move him, get him traded, keep the value up, and just go with that, because that's the best option at this point. Ferris Bueller day off.
Good call there, Max.
Good analogy.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is next.
We're going to have 5 million downloads after this. All right, maybe.
10 million.
Oh, 10
Last
million.
Last word, 10
that's
million.
That's what I like.
There you go. All right.
All right. That's what I thought. Remember that. All right, but first,
don't let him soft-soap you, Alex. Don't let him soft-soap
with
you.
The update.
Monty.
Guys, now the Yankees and the Astros are both on the scoreboard. We just ended the fifth inning. The Astros got on the scoreboard first. It was the bottom of the third inning, and Alex Bregman hit a three-run homer to put them up. But then the Yankees at the top of the fourth inning managed to score two runs because of a throwing error by pitcher Framber Valdez that led to them getting these two runs. So right now we're going to start the sixth inning. The Astros are up 3-2 on the Yankees.
A little small ball by the Yankees, right?
Shocking, right?
I know,
but that's what they need to do. Just make contact. Guys, keep it basic, right? Now, let's talk about this NFL game because we have a tied game now. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, and we are tied at 14 apiece. Before, the Cardinals just scored their touchdown, and they also converted it to a two-point conversion after. They didn't go for the extra point. But right before that, they called a timeout, and it looked like Kyler Murray had some intense words for head coach Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, it's ugly, right? It
yes.
was ugly.
Chris. It was not cute. He looked upset. Cliff Kingsbury seemed to hold his own. He didn't really have a reaction, but Kyler Murray looked upset. In fact, DeAndre Hopkins walked over and kind of like pushed him away and back onto the field. Then they went and scored the touchdown.
Issues.
Yeah, you could tell for sure. He's probably like, let me call the plays. And he's like, no, you don't study. Let me call the plays. That's probably what they were just fighting
Did you
about.
Watch the film this week. Let's start with that, Kyler.
Before I let you make any calls. But they had a successful two-point conversion, and so we are tied. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, tied at 14 apiece.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching the video now.
Yeah.
Screaming at him.
Oh, yeah. No, he looks so mad. And Cliff Kingsbury kind of just looks at him, doesn't really do much. But, yeah, Hopkins came in and was like, okay, let's go away. Come on. This is our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. In other NFL news, Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett says that quarterback Russell Wilson once again was limited at practice today because of his hamstring injury. He didn't go into specifics, but he did say that backup quarterback Brett Rippon needs to be ready to play on Sunday against the Jets. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, he says that he's playing on Sunday for sure against the Lions. He went through a full practice today for the first time since fracturing his right thumb in the season opener. And let's go to the NBA. It's been going back and forth. Now we have a close game because the Bucks try to pull away, but 76ers have come back.
So the Bucks were up by like 13.
Yes.
What happened, Lucy?
They were up by 13 about 5 minutes ago, and now they're only up by 2. So the score is 82-80. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Bucks with 21 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 blocks, only 2 turnovers. And of course, we have James Harden leading the 76ers with 27 points, shooting 11 of 19, not too shabby. 1 of 5 from the 3-point line, a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, and also only 1 turnover. Look at you, James Harden. Back to you guys.
That's going to be something to keep an eye on, Rob, because I don't know if Harden needs to be leading them in scoring.
Yeah. They have,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, spread the ball.
You got Joel Embiid. I want him to get 25, but I want Embiid to get about 28.
And Embiid right now has 15. He was leading them in the first half, but he's not shooting great. Embiid is 6 of 19.
That's because Harden dribbling all the time, and he's out of rhythm. I mean, that's something they're going to have to watch if they lose this game. And Embiid, I don't think he's going to be happy with that.
Yeah.
We will see. Something to keep an eye on.
All I know is I'm
thank you, Monty.
I'm getting 4.5 points with the Bucks tonight, so I'm okay.
You're like, who cares if
you know, I'm just keep it close. That's all I want. All right.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. The Breeders' Cup World Championships are coming to iconic Kenland November 4th and 5th. Don't miss the world's best thoroughbreds as they race for their share of $31 million in purses and awards. Visit BreedersCup.com to watch all the action live on November 4th and 5th. It's time, folks, for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of opening packs, the guy who's got the biggest TikTok in the anime world, our resident DJ, none other than Alex Tyshirt.
Rob G, always flatter me, guys. It is true. The anime world is popping. Eastern culture is slowly taking over the Western side. Your boy here, Anime Senpai Podcast, shameless plug, but Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, I've said it time and time again. Not only do we have the best sports show on the network, you're lucky I don't like sports because I would be then on this network. That was fun.
I believe it.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
I'm just saying, hey, Chris, there's been a couple times you and I talk in the break and you're like, Alex with the takes. But sometimes.
Alex
was watching.
Give a brother a segment and all of a sudden he's Howard Cosell.
He was watching some of the Yankees Astros and he was complaining about guys taking pitches. He was like, that was right down Broadway.
Rob, all I got is a simple question for you, Rob. How are these guys pros? That's all I got to ask. How are they pros? I don't get it.
I can't wait for the plant-based
hot
takes coming
after the football
season.
That's what the Saints fans are saying right now about Andy Dalton. He just threw a
too soon,
CB.
Big
soon. It bounced off the wide receiver's hands, but it is 21-14.
Was that Dalton or was that the injured with his little end zone entrance.
I know.
It was impressive, but man, you got to be careful.
By the way, Rob, someone tweeted me and said the video of DeAndre Hopkins putting his arm around Kyler Murray was like you putting your arm around me in the studio.
Oh, my.
Kind of messed up.
That is messed
up. That's true.
But let's get to it. In light of tonight's Thursday night game, all of these questions are Saints and Cardinals themed. I flipped a coin during Monty's update. Rob Parker gets question number one. So let's get to it.
Rob Parker.
Easy. Golly.
Rob, for 18 seasons, the Cardinals played their home games at Sun Blank Stadium on the campus of Arizona State University.
Oh, God. Rob G, what are you doing to me, dude?
It's an easy question.
Yo, speak for yourself, dude.
Wait a minute. What'd you say it was? Can I hit a question one more time?
The Cardinals play their home games, used to, at Sun Blank Stadium on the campus of Arizona State.
Angel?
Give me the question again, Rob G.
Sun Blank Stadium on the campus of Arizona State.
Angel?
You should see the eye contact Rob's getting.
I know. He's right looking at my soul right now.
I got something in my eye.
He's standing on the table.
I got something in my eye.
Right. Staring into his soul right now.
So if I'm going, is it devil?
That is correct.
Okay, Rob. I see what you're doing.
I don't know about
what? Are the thumbs,
I mean,
Rob?
Seriously, Rob, stay seated.
Rob G?
You shouldn't be able to see.
What's going on over there?
Rob G, this was after the fact, correct?
It is. And by the way, I can't help it if it's a home field advantage. Chris Broussard is all big time.
That is true.
Working
people,
at home.
That's right. I'm in the studio. I'm in the studio.
I'm in the studio too.
Yeah, all right.
It just happens to be upstairs.
With the kitchen and the bathroom and the living room. All right, here we go. Question number two, over to Chris. In the late 90s, the Cardinals were led by former Arizona State legend Jake Plummer. Of course, fans just referred to him as Jake the Blank.
Serpent.
Snake.
That is correct.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, Chris.
You got a barn burner up in here.
Okay, Chris.
Question number three. Back to Rob Parker. The Saints won the Super Bowl in 2009. That team, of course, was led by quarterback Drew Blank.
I feel like singing here. You ready?
Hey.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Alex, you remember ready? Mary Poppins in 1972?
No. Here we go.
Do re mi.
No. Here we go.
Okay,
summer.
He's trying to avoid eye contact. If I look to the left long enough, maybe Alex will get this one.
Summer.
Okay.
Okay. Raji, give me the question.
And thank
Drew
God you ain't
Blank.
Singing. My gosh.
Breeze?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Summer breeze
makes me feel fine. Okay, I see you.
Come on, Chris.
Going through the jazz.
Let's go.
We should request that for tomorrow.
Funky, I'm about to say, is it Friday?
Okay. Summer breeze, yes.
Summer breeze, I'm down.
We got a perfect game here in Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Easy.
Rob Parker up 20-10. Chris coming back right now.
Light work.
Level number four. Since 1975, the Saints have played their home games at the iconic Blank Dome.
Blank
bowl.
Cup.
Bowl.
That is incorrect. Perfect game is over.
Bowl?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Bowl. By the way, Andy Dalton just threw his third interception of the half.
Oh, and no, he's going to touch the pick six.
Another one.
Get DJ Khaled on the line. Another one.
Where is DJ
Khaled? Get Jameis in there.
And his broken back. We don't care.
Oh, my God.
Let Taysom Hill take snaps.
All right, so it's blank dome?
Blank dome.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Alex. You ready?
Yes. Rob, are you ready?
Okay, Rob, yeah, all right.
Are you ready?
Just pass. Man.
Ah.
Man.
Question again, Rob.
Saints play their home games at the iconic blank dome.
Man, bowl. Titan?
That is incorrect.
Oh, man? Huh.
Batman? No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. It's one word.
Why not?
It's one word.
Robin?
That is incorrect. Oh. All right, Rob, last chance to steal. Otherwise, we move to the next round.
Remember what Chris did. Okay.
He did text me that.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Clark?
Wayne?
That is incorrect. The word we were looking for was super.
Super.
Oh, got you.
I was just because you said Batman, so I just was like, soup, Clark.
So where does...
I think he was going to think Kent. I would have thought...
Superman, that's why I said man.
Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent.
I get you, Chris. What were you trying to do with bowl? Like how?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I kind of get that then. Okay,
Super Mario.
Okay. Mario. Okay, yeah.
All right,
Mario.
Here we go.
That was tough.
By the way, 90 seconds left in the NBA game. Sixers up 86-84. Uh-oh.
That's not good.
All right, back to Rob Parker.
Tie the game. Come on, guys.
He's about to get a stranglehold on this one if he gets it. The Saints.
Is it Rob?
It's Rob's turn because you missed that last one, Chris. The Saints have one of the most rowdy fan bases in all of sports. They refer to themselves as Who Dat Blank.
Huh.
It's Chris, right?
I think it's you, Mr.
No,
Parker.
It's you. Oh, it's me. Okay.
Who dat blank?
Okay.
Who dat Parker?
Here we go.
Okay. Who dat Parker? Jason Smith is
next. Okay.
Ben Maller's in the ball.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Ben Maller.
Ben Maller. All right, here we go. Who dat, right? Okay, here we go. Alex, you ready?
I'm glad you asked. Thank you.
America. America.
Nation?
Yeah!
That is correct.
Is it?
I don't think Chris has a chance to win.
Rob was waving a flag.
Waving a flag? Look, come on, man.
It's, when he's in studio, he shouldn't be able to go in studio on Thursday.
Why?
Bring Puffy in.
Because you'd be cheating.
Let's go, Rob.
Alex is watching me. We would not cheat.
Keep it low.
No, we got time. Let it breathe. Let it breathe, baby. Oh, yeah. On a TV theme song Thursday.
Rob, you on this top down cruising through L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
You're rubbing it in. Because it's Bad Boys for Life.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich. Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability. Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. We're live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. And earlier this week, I think Tuesday, actually, Rob and I made our NBA predictions. We both picked the Brooklyn Nets to win the East and reach the finals. Rob picked them to win the championship. I picked them to lose in the finals to Golden State. And off to a bad start, Rob. Last night, the Nets got shellacked by the New Orleans Pelicans. Obviously, just one game, but it wasn't Purdy at all. Kevin Durant showed up, 32 points, 4 blocks, but no one else did, at least none of the other stars. Nick Claxton played well for him.
Kyrie missed a ton of shots.
10 boards. Yeah, Tyree, 15 points, 6 for 19 shooting, though. And Ben Simmons was a no-show. Ben Simmons, Rob, fouled out in 23 minutes. 4 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. What'd you take from that?
Nothing. Bad game. They're going to have to work. It's going to be a work in progress. People are going to lose games. It doesn't mean, I mean, obviously it's not the start you want. Would have been great if they played well from game one and clicked or whatever. It's a work in progress. For them to stay healthy, you're not going to have that many nights where Kyrie's that bad. Simmons is still hadn't played in a while, Chris, so he's going to have to get his legs and his situation together. So I look at it as a work in progress. If I'm the Nets, I want to be healthy and have a whole season together come playoff time. And obviously you want to win games and be as close to the top as possible in the top four. I think that's where you want to be. Top four, you have home court, first round, right? And that's what the goal should be.
Yeah, it's one game. You don't overreact to one game. Denver, Rob, got blown out
right
by a Utah team that ain't even trying to win.
And right,
I think
that just traded their best
piss.
That just played, got rid of their best player.
Right.
And then it was
like, what are we doing? Like, we're trying to lose every game for that big boy from France.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why, yeah, you got to look at it. And Philly right now is about to be 0-2 at the start of season.
And they, in fairness, they have played two of the tough. They played Boston in Milwaukee, but you're right.
But they're at home. They could be 0-2.
No, Chris, I better hear that same excuse tomorrow when the Lakers are 0-2 because they lost to the Warriors and the Clippers.
Oh, there you go.
Okay?
Here's
no excuses.
Eye test, all right? And the Lakers.
Rob G, that's a fair test.
No, it's not a fair test.
No, it ain't fair. If the Lakers win tonight, I still am not going to think they're going to be very good.
Yeah.
I mean, they older. And their prime superstar AD just
the Lakers aren't old at all. They got one old player,
but what?
Yeah, but he's their best player.
But he's super old.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting just to see how the season plays out with them, really, because if they get off to and their schedule, Rob G, you know it.
You're talking about the Lakers?
Yeah, the Lakers' schedule's tough the first five or six games,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, there's actually odds you can get that they'll start off the season 0-7.
Yes, Chris, that's how bad their schedule is.
Can you imagine if they start off 0-7?
That would be ugly.
Rob
that
might be apologizing to J.J. Redick. you know what? Let's just talk about.
Don't hold your breath for that. Don't hold your breath for that one. Hey, we gonna need to get JJ Redick on the show.
I love
Rob
to get JJ.
Rob G.
I don't know if can ESPN folks come on here.
Sometimes we've had them on.
Let's go. I'm with you. Look, the Nets. The one thing, Rob. I mean, look, they a lot of things off the court that worry me. I'm not worried at all about Kyrie's game. If he could get injured. He's obviously been injury prone. Does he, get act up off the court? I don't know, possibly, but I'm not worried about his game. I want I do think they need to develop some chemistry. They need to show some leadership. And I like that Kevin Durant, who was, like I said, he showed up, but he kind of took it on himself, which he didn't have to do. He kind of said he got to show up and be more locked in and be better.
That's what you want to hear. That's what you want to hear.
I like that. That's some leadership, and I like that. But I think I think they need some size, Rob. And I don't mean great size, but just like a big body, because they were crushed on the glass. And again, one game, but they probably could use some size, because you look at Milwaukee, not only Giannis, but Brooke Lopez. Boston's not huge, but Robert Williams plays big. And Philly obviously has Embiid, but that's one area of concern for the Nets. And there's a question mark we have to admit with Ben Simmons. What is he going to be? I mean, and I hate to put it this way, but I think it's true, Rob. The question is, did that Atlanta series almost 2 years ago take his heart, right?
Is he too early to determine that?
Absolutely. I'm not saying we know. I'm just, I would, before last night, I would have said, no, I think he'll be fine. And I think he will. I would bet that. But that's the question, because this is the only game we've seen since then. But he didn't look anything like the old Ben Simmons. And I get it. It's a long layoff. But so was it for Zion Williamson, and he played well. He played awesome. So I'll give Ben time, but that's a question. Is he going to be the player he was or better? Or is he going to not be that player? And if he's not that player, it's going to be tough for them to overcome, because they need Ben Simmons, Rob, to at least be what he was in Philly, right?
Right. And it might take a little while, but they're not trying to win anything in the first month of the season. They just keep everybody healthy, get them playing together. They do have talent. Everybody knows it. And it's just they got to get it together.
All right. It's the Odd Couple. We are signing off on a TV theme song Thursday, but keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM83. Fire's next!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic.
because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.